Rules about who's eligible for subsidized school meals are the same for breakfast and lunch. The federal government reimburses schools a fixed amount for each meal. But nationwide, roughly half the kids who eat free and reduced-price lunch at school eat breakfast there, too. At Deerfield Beach Middle School, Principal Francine Baugh thinks it's for one of two reasons.
One, they probably ate breakfast before they arrived. Two, they get to school late.
Sixth grader Shirley Joseph blames the cafeteria rules.
Let's see. We're not allowed to get up without permission. You're not allowed to go outside until the bell rings. You're not allowed to have a food fight. That happened like 6 weeks ago.
Last year, Deerfield Beach started serving breakfast at a kiosk outside on the patio.
We get to walk around, go to the gym. Like, you get to see stuff.
That's eighth grader Artavius McMillan eating whole grain Lucky Charms at a picnic table outside. The crowds are self-selecting. One seventh grader inside, in the cafeteria, tells me he likes to eat in peace. Outside, the ambiance is half lunchroom, half playground.
Breakfast is delicious.
This grab-and-go breakfast program is part of a push around the country to pay more attention to how school food is served. School menus are the product of a tight budget and complicated rules negotiated by the federal government and the food lobby. What comes out are things like low-fat sausage biscuits and skim-sweetened strawberry milk, and yes, those whole-grain Lucky Charms. How that food is delivered can make a big difference. Deborah Susie likes to tell the story of one Orlando school that had trouble getting students excited about school breakfast. Then they got a food truck.
They put the same exact food in that food truck, pulled it up to where the kids congregate, and the line went around the block.
Susie is executive director of Florida Impact, an advocacy group working with Florida's four largest school districts to boost participation in breakfast programs. Deerfield Beach hasn't seen much change from its patio breakfast yet. But Susie says there are subtle tweaks that could help, like moving the kiosk to a spot where more kids walk by. But the biggest share of the numbers gap between breakfast and lunch?
Well, much of it is logistical. Lunch occurs in the middle of the school day. Breakfast is treated more like an option.
Sometimes, says sociologist Janet Poppendick, breakfast is not an option.
The school buses often don't get there in time for the kids to go to the cafeteria and eat a meal.
Poppendick is author of Free for All, Fixing School Food in America. She says school breakfast has always been perceived as a program for the poor, and that can work against it, especially for older kids.
When they get into the age where they're trying to define themselves, anything that would label them as poor becomes something they want to stay away from.
One approach that addresses both these challenges is breakfast in the classroom. Big districts like LA and San Antonio have seen their numbers go way up after they started serving breakfast during class.
So when the school day starts, you know, the teacher is taking attendance, the teacher is setting out the goals for the day, the teacher is collecting homework.
Crystal Fitzsimons is with the Food Research and Action Center in D.C.
And all of those things can be done while students are eating their breakfast and getting started.
But that's not always an easy sell, partly because of the legwork, cleaning or making menus that can be served on the fly. Sociologist Janet Poppendick says even with breakfast in the classroom, the bigger issue is school culture. Where adults are enthusiastic about it, breakfast works.
And where teachers and principals were hostile or felt put upon or just didn't buy the idea, it was much less effective.
Advocates say expanding school breakfast should help the adults, too. Research suggests kids who eat in the morning have better attendance, fewer discipline problems, and even do better in school. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami.